Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People are waking up. And I know that's difficult for some of you out there to believe, conservatives, for us to believe, that there are a contingency of leftists who are finally beginning to get it. Democrats migrating over. To what degree, I don't know. Is it a mass exodus? I believe there is. Independents. Look at any of the polls. And look, I get it. They've been manipulated, and you guys have heard me talk about doping. You know, America's been doped. They don't know what to recognize anymore. Dope fiends are like zombies. They want one thing. They want one fix. You want to know what the dope is for the left right now? In other words, when you're a dope fiend, you want one thing: to get your dope. You know what their dope is right now? Their dope is get Donald Trump. Hatred of Trump is their dope. You don't hear them talk about, I love Biden. See, that would be another form of dope. It's not. They don't love Biden. They don't love leftism. They don't love any of it. They hate Trump. They've been taught to hate Trump. Think of it as this way. You've been kidnapped. They're going to make you into a slave of sorts. So how do they do it? They dope you. They keep you under wraps. You're like, oh, whatever, okay, send in the next John. It doesn't matter. You're out of your mind. And it gets to the point where the drug becomes the only thing you want. It doesn't matter what abuse you're taking. You will do it for the drug. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. People are waking up. They're detoxing. And they're detoxing because the real world's going to hit you. See, the world of a dope fiend is they go, they look for their fix, they take advantage of a few people, whatever, and rinse and repeat. The goal of a normal person is at some point, reality's going to hit you. It's going to deal with your kids. It's going to be with a spouse. It's going to be with a business partner. It's going to be with a medical issue. Whatever. Reality is going to hit. And you're going to go, what the heck have I been doing? I tell people all the time with leftists, you can try to convince them all you want. It has to be something that happens to them. That's the clarion call. That's the wake-up call. Wake up. Hey. So, you might wonder, some of you who find it hard to believe there are people moving over, but there are many of you going, I know there are people moving over, Kevin, but I just don't know how many. Is it enough? It's tough to measure. That's why sometimes we'll use celebrities as a guy, because I hate them. Yeah, Bill Maher said, who cares? Who is Bill Maher? Is one of the dumbest guys I've ever met on the planet. But if he says something that agrees with what we believe, then we want to recognize it. But we don't. Think of this. You're not recognizing it because you have such respect for Bill Maher. You're recognizing it because you realize if you can wake up a clown like him, how many other people? Radio people do it all the time. We measure, you know, on the radio show in a strange way. I'll say, if you're in a market, I'm big in Utah, believe it or not. If you're in a market, you should hear from somebody. It should be, hey, Kevin, I live up in, you know, Ogden or whatever, and, man, I listen to your program. Really? Well, if that one person does, and it varies, but they say that means 20,000 other people are. The number of callers on a show. I'm talking about terrestrial show that's drive time or whatever, where you're in a specific market. They can tell you, well, if this many people call in during a show, this many people are listening. That's how it works. So you can only gauge it. But here's what I'll tell you. The little bit of coverage that I get, I'm shocked at how many people pay attention. I'm shocked also at the number of people who don't understand that if you don't support efforts like mine, voices like mine go away. The good news for everybody listening to this program is that despite, I'll lay on the sword, us not having the ability to market, to know how to do it, because we don't. We're not even trying to. I'm not going to get a marketing degree. I got engineering degrees. Why am I going to go to a marketing degree? The marketing degree with me was say what you mean what you say, let the word get out there, and that's why I was on Fox and have had some other, you know, nice things happen in my life in terms of being able to market the message. But I'll tell you this, it's never been about me. So we're not good at that. We're relying on you guys to go, boy, this guy's saying what I want to say. He's doing what I want to do. He's living the life that I believe people should lead. And you know what I pride myself on most is I'll fall on the sword when I need to. I'm not perfect. I don't even try to be. I don't pretend to be. And I think that once we convince the left that we are not the sanctimonious Bible thumpers that they make us out to be, that we are failed, mostly Judeo-Christians who really understand that we're flawed just like you are. We're not here to point fingers. And you know what we're also willing to do? We're willing to listen to your side. And we're willing to find the nuance of your experiences that make you have your unique take on how things are. That's what we're willing to do. Does it get any better? So I don't have a number for you. I know there are a lot of people who are definitely coming over. And they're writing to me, calling me, social media, you know, messaging me, whatever. And I know it. Anyway, there's that. That's a way to measure. Here's another way to measure. And I think this is what we help you do on the program. It's learning how to read between the lines. Ask yourself if you know of anybody who has been attacked more than Donald Trump. Now, go back to the beginning when Trump first came on the scene. People thought, he's a nobody. Who cares? You might have been among them. I was. I was like, Trump's just, he's making noise. He descends the escalator with his wife, declares. He's hovering in the 20% range. There's no negative. There's no, Donald Trump has got some illegal activities in New York. We better investigate. Everybody thought there's no chance. And let me tell you this. Had Trump not won, do you think he'd be under attack to the degree that he is right now? Of course not. Hold that thought, though. Take a short break. We'll be back to Kevin Jackson Network.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I started this broadcast talking about waking up, and we're certainly going to stay on that theme, but the real idea behind what we want to talk about today is what is the new information on the Bidens. And what's interesting to me as I consider the, quote, new information on the Bidens is I'm considering it's not new. It's just information that's being revealed, but we've already known about it. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we're talking about these things that make it difficult for people to believe that there's been this shift. And I left off with Donald Trump. And I was using Trump as an example of when Trump first came out, there were no attacks against him. In fact, everything about him was either they were buffooning him or they were glorifying his status as a celebrity, but saying, you know, Trump's not serious. He's not really going to run for president, 2015-ish time frame, right? But as Trump went more and more, then the news started to hit, and they started building a strategy. And if you remember, the first strategy for Donald Trump was to tie him to the Russians. So that's what they were going to do. Stormy Daniels, time to the Russians. Bimbo, they did the typical leftist playbook, but the biggest thing where they orchestrated it was around Russian collusion. And that followed him over and over and over, to the point where we spent $40 million investigating a ruse that we now know Hillary Clinton started, ended. She was from beginning to end and everything in the middle. Trump had nothing to do with it. But boy, was it a full court press. So he wins. Then the cabal begins, right? Let's get him out. And were they successful? Absolutely successful. Building the long game. Setting up January 6th well in advance, knowing that they were going to cheat Trump out of the election. Then they started this whole COVID thing. Everybody had to stay in, mail-in ballots. And next thing you know, what is it, in Philadelphia or Michigan, one of them, they mailed 1.6 mail-in ballots, went out, 2.8 million came back. Something crazy. And then they pretty much go, we dare you to prove that we cheated. Well, I just did. But in setting that up, we get January 6th. Now, what are they using to prosecute Trump in almost all of his 91 indictments? In 35 of them with Jack Smith, it's he can't possibly believe that he was cheated out of the election. And January 6th was an insurrection. And you heard about, remember the all the media around, we've got to preserve the democracy. Preserve the democracy. I'm just telling you, this is how things get set up.
We will preserve the democracy. The democracy must be preserved.
As the Democrats are killing the democracy, as they are jailing people for J6, putting you behind your own self-imposed jail with COVID, I was going to say COVID, with COVID, and I could go on. And then what did they do? They circled the wagons, they got the FBI, the DOJ, all these people in, they wouldn't let you say a word. Here's Josh Hawley, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, talking about the censorship that occurred while you were trying to fight for your life. So you didn't have to wear that stupid mask or get that stupid jab, which, by the way, what are we finding out with that? It is absolutely killing people. Go look at this guy from New Zealand who has he's got the data that shows you exactly what happened once that jab was given. But let's just listen to Josh Hawley talk about censorship. What happened during this period?
You say that it's not what the agency is doing. I mean, you would say that this is not this sort of activity, the violation of the First Amendment, is not what CISA ought to be doing. Is that fair to say?
I'm saying I don't have knowledge of that.
Well, here's, I guess, my point to you, Director Brewer. I appreciate the work that you do and your long service, record of service to this country. I just think it's important that we send this body, send the message to every agency that was involved in this. It is a serious thing to violate the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. It is a very serious thing. There is nothing more foundational to our democracy than the freedom of speech. And what these courts found is the federal government systematically, not accidentally, not oops, we went too far, systematically, over a period of months and years, set out to violate the First Amendment speech of ordinary Americans, including those in my home state of Missouri. And this is all on the record. In fact, my state brought the suit. So that's a pretty big deal. And I'm pretty upset about it. You're not the first person I've asked about it, and I promise you, you won't be the last. But I just want to send the message, and maybe you can take this message back to your agency, that this is not acceptable behavior, not by a long shot. If the federal government can tell people and can use the most powerful corporations in the world, to shut down speech it doesn't like on a variety of topics, elections, COVID, school boards, the Hunter Biden laptop story, I mean, pick it. There's so much censorship that these courts have found. We've got a serious problem that goes right to the heart of our democracy, and that's a serious issue for me.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So again, Senator Josh Hawley talking about censorship, and he lays out all the things, the same thing I've been talking about, for the better part of what, 2 years? 3 years? Pre-COVID, post-COVID? Talking about all this nonsense, the way that you've been doped, the way the government tries to dope you every day. Well, guess what? Democrats, during this period, were rallying around Donald Trump. And I want you to, Joe Biden. And I want you to remember what I talked about earlier. I said, you can either guess on who's coming over, and or you can look at the trends. Now, let me tell you why the trends are important. Because at some point, The media can make you believe what they want you to believe. The media made people believe that there was Russian collusion. The media has made people believe that Donald Trump wasn't cheated, that January 6th was truly an insurrection, that COVID, the vaccine and all that was legit. They believed the stats. Many of you did. Don't even act like you didn't. You were contacting me, Kevin, oh man, I don't know about this vaccine. And I counseled some of you and said, don't get the shot. I wouldn't do it. I counseled others and said, look, it is a disease. I'm not debating that. Is it as deadly as they say? No, I think you're being misled. Are you afraid of COVID now? Let me put it this way. Who was right and who was wrong? Are you afraid of it? You might get it, but you're like, well, it is what it is. But you're no longer alarmed by it. It is what it is. Now what's happening? The reason why I tell you there's this exodus from the Democrats, and it's going to be even bigger, is because the gauntlet of protection for Joe Biden is finally gone. All of the things that these people were allowed to do, they can no longer do anymore. Now, did it happen organically? Are we supposed to suddenly start believing the left? Heck no. Didn't happen that way. It occurred because a multi-billionaire, Elon Musk, bought one of the media networks. It happened because all the things that we've been working on, the conservative brand of media and people like myself, we have explored our voices. And even though I'm still shadow banned, you're listening. Could it be more? Yes. And should it be more? Absolutely. But it's all God's plan. But you're listening. And you're probably listening to other stuff. But you know what you're not doing? You're no longer following them. You're no longer doped up. You're in rehab. You're detoxing. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bidens and what's been discovered.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump sitting down with Fox News' Sean Hannity last night in Iowa for a town hall meeting. When asked if he thought Joe Biden would get the Democratic nod, he does not believe that he'll make it. And asked if he would run things like a dictator if he got back into office, he said only on the first day when he closes the border and starts drilling. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will lie in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court on December 18th. The public can pay respects on that Monday. CVS overhauling its prescription drug pricing methodology. The drugstore chain will introduce CVS Cost Vantage, a new approach employing a formula considering the drug cost, a fee, and a predetermined markup to calculate both the drug's price and reimbursement with pharmacy benefit managers. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats love chaos. They create it. They are not looking for solutions. Don't be fooled one second when you're dealing with leftists. They are not looking for solutions. They're looking for chaos. And when there's none, they'll create it. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, they created all this chaos. They played the long game. But they never do this. They never plan it out to the final straw because you can't. It's like one of these detective shows that I watch. No matter how good of a crook you are, you leave some kind of trace evidence. And the trace evidence is all around us. In this case, these clowns have been, they're like meth heads. They took apart the TV, and there's like 50 parts left on the ground. And you're going, okay, the meth heads have been here taking apart the TV. No, we didn't take apart the TV. We didn't take apart the TV. Yeah, you did, you dope fiends. New January 6 tapes are coming from a lieutenant who left the Capitol Hill Police Department. I don't know whether he got fired or whatever, but he says, I've got audio, hours of it, that'll explain what was happening for that. Now, unless you've lived under a rock, here's what you know. Democrats orchestrated January 6th with the help of the DOJ, more specifically the FBI. They had informants in there, people stirring up stuff that they worked in conjunction with. The FBI was part of the planning, as was Antifa and Black Lives Matter. I want you to understand, your Department of Justice worked with radical groups, terror groups, in order to get rid of Donald Trump. Then they played the long game to make you believe that if you were an election denier, you were one of the insurrectionists, and then they put American citizens in prison worse than they would have had they been enemy combatants. Those are the facts. You know what else we've learned? The person that they put into office, that they cheated into office in a coup during their treasonous act, is a guy who has sold us out. Joe Biden received direct payments from Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC. This is what Representative James Comer has discovered. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, they go, oh, it was only a certain amount of money or whatever. Nope, we got enough of a money trail to put 50 families. You ever seen those commercials? You know, yeah, this tranquilizer will kill 50 elephants. Well, we got enough to kill, what, 5,000 donkeys? And that's about how many of them should be in prison for this cabal. FISA court judges, FBI attorneys, FBI members, members of Congress like Adam Schiff. Can you believe the gall they have to get rid of George Santos? George Santos, he may be unqualified. He may be AOC on steroids. Totally unqualified. But I'll tell you what he's not. He's not more of a crook than any of those other people I just named in Congress, the Jerry Nadlers, the Adam Schiffs, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Chuck Schumer's, all these people who work in conjunction with departments in the government in order to depose a duly elected president. That's what we're dealing with. Oh, Kevin, you're being too serious. You got to lighten up. It's a serious subject, but it is laughable. The Biden dark money operation will explain away these money transfers from Joe to Hunter as a loan repayment or something. Slavish media outlets, I'm reading this from somebody that wrote this, will report Comer's latest discovery as debunked or maybe a smear. Most likely they would just ignore it. But the fact remains that Hunter and Joe's finances were intermingled. Joe knew exactly where the money came from because he frequently met with Hunter's foreign benefactors to talk to him on the phone, or he planned to join Hunter's Chinese joint venture once he left office, except CEFC collapsed first. He lied about all of it, and this will bring him undone, or what's going to be his undoing. Anyway, let's listen to Congressman Comer explain what was going on with the Bidens.
Sunday Morning Futures exclusive is the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer. Mr. Chairman, thanks very much for being here this morning.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this email from a bank investigator? He's trained for looking for money laundering, and he's flagging all this suspicious activity in Hunter Biden's joint accounts. What is most damning here from your standpoint?
Well, this is a great snapshot for everyone in America to see what takes place in a bank making a decision to file a suspicious activity report against a prominent person, against a politically exposed person. Remember, banks don't want to file these, Maria, because when you do, it invites the bank examiners in. And that's the last people banks want to see are bank examiners. When you file a suspicious activity report against the son of a vice president of the United States, the bank examiners are going to fly from wherever they are into that bank the next day and look into this. So they wanted to make sure they weren't making any mistakes, but they understood the potential criminality here and the potential vulnerability to our national security. And, you know, when they saw the $5 million wire go to an investment fund with no investments, and that they knew that the Bidens had all these shell accounts, and they mentioned that in the email, these accounts where they weren't real businesses, they were just like dormant accounts. You get a huge $5 million wire in, so they obviously reach out to the president's son and say, Mr. Biden, what is this $5 million wire? We need to know, or we're going to have to notify the Treasury Cabinet of a suspicious activity report. He said, oh, that's a loan. And they're like, a loan from China? Okay, well, we need the loan documentation so that we can have that in the records for the bank examiners. And they said there were no loan documents. So the bank knew right away. China didn't send someone in the United States, especially the son of a vice president of the United States, $5 million as a loan without any loan documentation or without any terms of the loan. And what we see here, Maria, is this fits a pattern that we've been talking about on your show for months, where the Bidens were taking in, you know, millions of dollars from our enemies around the world, and they were calling them loans, because when you say a loan, you don't have to report that on your taxes. You don't have to notify the IRS. So this was a way the Bidens were trying to sneak money in, and at the end of the day, they weren't paying any taxes on it, but the bank examiner realized that this was a bad deal. Not only is this money laundering, and not only is this tax evasion, but this is how China comes in and buys politicians off. They give huge sums of money to vulnerable family members of high-ranking politicians. And they mentioned in the email Hunter Biden was susceptible because he was on drugs. He was in financial trouble. And they knew this because his ex-wife had said that in an interview.
Yeah, and they're talking about politically exposed person, PEP, mm-hmm. Which is Hunter Biden. I don't understand why you have had to take so long to actually get a vote to impeach or get this impeachment inquiry going. Do you feel that you have the votes within the House right now to get a formal impeachment inquiry?
I do. And I had a reporter ask, well, what's changed? You know, because the press has been writing, we didn't have the votes forever. And I said, well, I'll tell you one thing that changed. We were in Washington, D.C. for 10 weeks, and there are about 15 or 20 moderates that they really worry about what CNN says or what the Washington Post writes. And they were getting in their head, Maria. But a great thing happened during Thanksgiving. The members went home. Many of them for the first time and circulated for the first time in over 10 weeks. And they met people in Walmart and people on Main Street. And they're like, what in the world have the Bidens done to receive millions and millions of dollars from our enemies around the world? And did they not pay taxes on it? So they heard from their constituents. Yes, we want you to move forward. We want to know the truth. And we expect the Bidens to be held accountable for public corruption. So we are unified at a time when I think it's no secret our conference is broken in a lot of ways. The members have heard from their constituents back home. They have confidence in the credibility of our investigation and the mountains of evidence that we've accumulated. So I'm confident we're going to have the votes.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So look, I'll leave you to make your own determinations about this, but these are bank examiners going, Hunter, where's the documentation? Oh, it was a loan. A Chinese sent me a loan for $5 million. Where's the documentation? Well, I don't have any documentation. And I could hear him, well, I don't have any. I mean, I don't really need it. You know who my dad is, right? My dad, no, I'm sitting here with my father. And my father, if you get up to keep looking into this, my father's going to get you. So we got Hunter Biden, you know, I don't know what he's thinking, but it's crackhead logic. What's this money for? A loan from China? No terms? Millions of dollars coming in. That's what the Bidens are doing. Everything's a loan. It's all a loan. Sneaking money in, not paying taxes. Doing everything that they would tell you not to do. You get taxed. You should be paying your taxes, Americans. And that's what we do, right? We're good, solid citizens. We just go, tell me, okay, here are my deductions. I've got my, you know, housing. I've got my interest, whatever. And you do your deductions and you think, okay, all is good. Not these guys cheating their way through it. So now they've got the goods. And they ask, what changed? What changed was the same thing is changing in America, people. People are finally waking up. They're going, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. These politicians went back and talked to their constituents and said, why are these people getting away with this? And it wasn't just a bunch of Republicans. It was a lot of Democrats asking the same question.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Bidens are in big trouble, so are the Democrats. So is leftism in general. And all Republicans need do is explain what the Democrats are about. Explain what these people are willing to do to protect a crook, a scoundrel, a person willing to sell us out. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I hope you go there and check things out. I said I'm going to stop doing commercials about who we are, what we do. I'm not going to stop completely, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to temper my disappointment because I expect that people who are, I mean, this is what I do for a living, and I've been sacrificing for 15 years to do this. And outside of a handful of amazing patriots, Andy out of Florida, my surgeon buddy, who I'm going to spend some time with him and his beautiful wife, and Ann and Albert and quite a few others, Bob and Carol. Yeah, I've mentioned them because they deserve mentioning. These are people that if they don't realize what an impact they've made on me and my family and what I do. Because I'll put it to you this way, without them, my voice would have been silenced. And God is good because it was, we like to say in the black community, all the time. When you say God is good, black person go, all the time. Because it's true. God is good all the time. Sometimes you don't realize why. It doesn't feel like it's going to be good. But here's the point. We get down to a point where I'm like, wow, Lord, please, what's going on here, God? And he goes, I got you. And something happens. Somebody does something beautiful. And I can't thank, I only wish, look, I don't have the wealth that I've had in my life, but it's by choice. I'm not going to choose to be homeless, but I'm just saying I haven't had the wealth. I've chosen not to go for that. And I think that's good because I don't think I would want to see the version of myself that was caught up in all of that. But what I will tell you is this. I wish people could feel the wealth that I feel in the relationships that I have. I wish you could feel that because I'm richer than Elon Musk when it comes to that. See, Elon's got to watch everybody around him. I don't have to watch anybody. The reason why you would be around me is because you want to be here. The reason I'm around you, that's the only reason. I've been the one to sacrifice wealth. So if you have money and you go, well, I wonder if Kevin's around me for it. No, ask Fox. Ask Fox News. They had a lot of money. I don't know how much money you have, but Fox had more. And I could have stayed there, and I didn't because I wasn't going to sell you out. I'm not making this a commercial for me. I just want you to understand that I'm a wealthy guy. Wealthier than Elon Musk. I'm not talking rich. There are a lot of rich people that can't pay their bills. I'm talking wealthy, money making money. When it comes to my relationships, I'm wealthy. The people who know me, they get other people to pay attention to me. And those people meet me, and you know what we become? Almost instant friends. That's the wealth you want. How many pallbearers are you going to have at your funeral? This one dude struggling. Man, I wish he'd have lost some weight. I'm going to have a lot of pallbearers if I don't outlive them all. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We're talking about the Biden situation. It's only gotten worse for him. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The good news is, and I'm helping you connect the dots, it will only get worse for Joe Biden and the Democrats and leftism. And it will only get better for us. Let me ask you, if you were a spy agency, would you target Hunter Biden? This is a guy that has a penchant for prostitutes, blow, that means drugs, and debauchery. Hunter can be bought, just like his daddy. Is that who you target? Get yourself a couple of Russian babes, give him some blow. Hunter Biden will give you the keys to the kingdom. And that's exactly what he and his family were willing to do. He was a politically PEP. What was the meaning behind PEP? Politically exposed person. That's what a PEP is. And Comer's asking, what changed? People are asking, what changed? What changed was legislators went home and found out that even the ordinary citizens going, I recognize this is not right. And get this. The Democrats in Congress continue to fight tooth and nail for these clowns, the Bidens. So Comer explained the difference between why are we doing this as a deposition and not a public hearing? And he explains it better than I could. So let's listen to him.
But now, and I think this last email and hopefully some more stuff that may come out next week, people see that there's just too much evidence here just to say, okay, well, that's that, and move on to the next investigation. I mean, we're in the deposition phase, and one of the reasons we have to do this impeachment inquiry vote, Maria, is Hunter Biden's legal team has already sent a letter implying that this wasn't a legitimate investigation because the impeachment inquiry hadn't been voted on. So that was one of the things they were going to try to use in court to keep Hunter Biden from coming to be deposed. And remember, we have to depose him because we have five or six hundred specific questions about specific transactions that we need to know, you know, what they did to receive the millions and millions of dollars from our enemies around the world, and what level of involvement did Joe Biden have?
Right. And of course, last week we heard from Hunter Biden's attorney who said, no, he wants to do it in a public forum. But in a public forum, that's very different than a closed-door forum, right? In the closed-door forum, you can have hours to do follow-ups. Right. In an open forum, you've got 5 minutes for each lawmaker.
5 minutes for each lawmaker, and we've already seen the Democrats don't have the disposition to be able to conduct themselves appropriately. They scream and yell. The last impeachment inquiry hearing we had, they filed two motions to adjourn. They entered the same thing in the record six times. I mean, they did everything they could to disrupt the committee hearing. We will have a public hearing with Hunter Biden. I'm very excited about a public hearing with Hunter Biden, and Abby Lowell can have both his clients in that public hearing. He have Robert Menendez on one side and Hunter Biden on the other, and they can talk about how innocent they are in their influence peddling schemes. But at the end of the day, we have to depose these people. And I know the media says, oh, it's a closed door deposition. We will release the transcripts. So if you look at the January 6th committee and both impeachment investigations of President Trump in the last Congress, they deposed everyone. And even Jamie Raskins, when he was trying to get Steve Bannon in for a deposition, Bannon offered the same thing Hunter Biden's attorney offered. Said, we're not going to do a deposition, but we'll do a public hearing. Jamie Raskins said on CBS This Week, I believe it was, or CBS Meet the Press, one of those shows, he said, oh, well, he might have a public hearing, but he's coming in for a deposition first because depositions are substantive. This is a credible substantive investigation. We're going to have the deposition, and that's the difference in asking 35 questions versus asking 600 or 700 questions.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it's amazing to me that Jamie Raskin pushes back the way he does. Even Dan Goldman seems to be the new Adam Schiff. I mean, he's actually last week trying to raise an issue over the Hunter Biden laptop, trying to suggest it wasn't actually accurate again. I don't understand how your colleagues are not seeing the national threat and the national security issue that this influence peddling potential corruption creates.
You know, they've tried to mislead the American people with disinformation about everything in this investigation from day one, from the laptop being Russian disinformation to where these bank records have somehow been manipulated by Rudy Giuliani. I mean, it's laughable what the Democrats are doing in their never-ending pursuit of being the criminal defense attorney for the Biden family. The American people get it, Maria. Poll after poll shows that two-thirds of Americans believe that Joe Biden was involved in his family's criminal activity. That's serious. Public corruption should be a bipartisan issue in Congress. Unfortunately, it's not with the Democrats on the House Oversight Committee.
Do you believe that the reason that Joe Biden is so soft on China is because of all of this money that he's accepted?
Yeah. I do. I mean, there's no reason in the world why you would allow China to continue to do the things they're doing. The patents they're stealing, the currency they're manipulating,
wow,
the lack of transparency about COVID-19, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And he won't even mention it to President Xi when they're in the same room.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. There you heard it. I mean, I've mentioned a lot of these things, and I like when, here's the thing, I don't follow this stuff. It isn't like I'm hearing them say it, then I say it. It's quite the opposite. I don't really get news until my producers or I go out and research it. But I've already come to those conclusions, and a lot of the things that they say are, have already been said by me. Now, the good news is there's other things that you do glean from it. I didn't know two-thirds of America believe Joe Biden's guilty. I don't know what poll that comes from, but I certainly believe the poll. I'm surprised he's not higher. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about this in the next hour. Keep it here, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.